Newman out to left. Leaves absolutely no question about that. Wow. 17-game hitting streak on the first pitch of the game. This is the 34th pitch of the inning. And it goes out of here for a home run. Dickerson's first home run since opening day. He slams that one to center right on cue. Another homer for Bell. He slams this one way out of here. Wow. Admire that one, Starling. This is unbelievable. He brought his driver today. Stallings. Finally. Looking for home run number one. Oh, that one's way out of here. Celebrate that one, Jacob. His first career home run. And that one put into orbit here in Houston.
What a complete disaster against the Pirates. Just an out and out disaster.
Well, only if you're looking at the jerseys. I mean, you're looking at Colin Moran making some nice plays offensively and defensively. Joe Musgrove, another win at Minute Maid. We haven't seen Joe Musgrove at Minute Maid since the World Series.
Game five.
Yeah.
Game
I mean, five. If you look at the Astros system, if what you're looking for is proof that the Astros know how to scout talent, well, there you have it, my friends.
Well, there was a bunch of it out there yesterday. Even Michael Feliz as well, striking a couple guys.
Good job, Feliz.
Yeah.
If I could just ignore the uniforms. By the way, you're completely correct. Cy Snead, the pitcher who was called up from Round Rock, who had half an hour of sleep yesterday. He does have a glorious beard.
Good I don't know. Beard.
I was underselling the beard.
It's a good
I
beard.
Saw the beard in person. And that's a hell of a beard. Good for
I'm,
him.
I'm not only the station expert on music and such, I'm also now the station expert on beards.
Yep. You are the expert on music,
beards,
comedy, and beards.
Music, comedy, and beards. Yeah. Exactly, yes. Music,
really,
comedy, and beards.
If anything, you should quit radio and become a YouTube star.
Yes, I'll be a generalist.
Be an influencer.
All right, I know it's late June, and I know that a lot of people are not really threatened in the AL West, but if the Houston Texans or the Houston Rockets had just pulled in the regular season what the Astros pulled this week, and really the last 10 days, we would be sitting here and eviscerating them for 4 hours. Because, you know, it's one thing to lose 7 games in a row. A lot of those games were pretty close games. Even some of the ones that got out of hand in New York were pretty competitive baseball games. What happened this week against the Pirates is an abomination. Abomination. There's no way the Astros should get bludgeoned 2 days in a row against the Pirates like they did.
100% just like, bludgeoned.
Is Willie Stargell playing for the Pirates? What happened here? Did I miss something?
They were taken out behind the train tracks and whooped.
Yes.
What they were done.
At their own home ballpark. Yeah. That's the thing. It's not like they just went to Pittsburgh and like, all right, we got ganged up on. They came here, and they basically stole our women and children.
I know. You know what they say at the end of the Pirates broadcast? Raise the Jolly Roger.
Yeah.
Over Minute Maid Park. They're raising the Jolly Roger. The dumbest name for a badass flag I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
The Jolly Roger.
So right now, if you drive by Minute Maid, there is a Jolly Roger raised.
They raised a Jolly Roger on your ass. They raised a Jolly Roger on your family. There is a Jolly Roger on your city. You know what they did? They put graffiti over the Be Someone sign. A Jolly Roger graffiti.
Yes.
Right over Be Someone. They said, be a Jolly Roger.
I've seen enough of Josh Bell for a couple months now. I mean, that I was shocked that they got crushed like they did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, you know what? Brad Peacock was good last Friday against the Yankees, struck out 10 or 11 guys. I was confident that the Yankees are a better team, obviously, than Pittsburgh is. I was thinking after the night before, they'd bounce back. They'd be a little embarrassed. Nope, nothing. And the weird thing also is that, you know, you look at the game and it's like, all right, they got shut out 10-0. You would think nothing was going on offensively. Not exactly the case. They kept hitting single after single. They just couldn't actually get the job done and drive anybody in at any crucial points.
They are absolutely horrendous. They have been horrendous. You know what? No, they're horrendous over the course of the season. With runners in scoring position. They're like for the entire season. That's the biggest thing. Not just for this stretch. This stretch, they've been abysmal. But for the season, they're 24th in Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position. At some point, that's got to change. So that's the one thing that makes me feel a little bit better, especially now that all the big hosses are back. But to bring it back to Peacock, Mike, Peacock in his last three games has pitched 14 innings. He's allowed 12 earned runs in those 14 innings. Wade Miley also during that stretch has a 6.75 ERA. It's just been this everything since June 16th. This is why it feels so awful right now. Like, I've got a litany. I'm not going to read all of them because it would take the whole damn segment. I'd have to skip my live read at the end of the segment to continue reading all these stats about since June 16th. Since June 16th, the team ERA is 29th in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
72 runs that the Astros have allowed is third worst in Major League Baseball. The 27 home runs allowed as of the end of yesterday's game before the evening games, those were the most allowed since June 16th. Well, John, look, I know, baseball, small sample size, little window of time. But that's why it feels so awful. It isn't just a stretch of a seven-game losing streak followed by an overall loss record. It's just that it hasn't just been some unlucky losses. It's been awful.
Yeah.
It's just been horrendous baseball.
They have not played bad baseball. Hinch talked yesterday
about how.
They have not played good baseball. Hinch talked after the game yesterday about how some of the things that they've been doing as far as not playing well aren't even showing up in the box score. It's just, they're not playing crisp. I mean, last week I can kind of live with because.
Well, he's saying there are a lot of things that aren't technically errors that are errors.
Yes.
Just not crisp, good baseball playing.
Yes, exactly. And last week I can kind of live with because you're going to go through some bad stretches here and there, and you can lose some coin flip games. Like, every game they lost in Cincinnati was a close game. They got swept, but all the games were close. Like, that's going to happen from time to time. But you can't get crushed by Pittsburgh two games in a row. Like, that just can't happen. There's no justification in any way for those guys to walk in here and crush them two nights in a row where the games are not even competitive. That can't happen.
Except that it gets part of it, at least, just a small teensy-weensy part of it is when you're carrying fewer pitchers and you end up having position players out there pitching, it gets even worse. You're rubbing salt in the wounds there. So,
yeah.
That's at least a little part of it. But those guys are getting thrown out there. Tyler White's going out there when it's already, a 7 or 8 game run deficit. It's not. It makes it even worse. But it's It's going to change, right? Is it like a month from now, people are going to be texting in and saying, wow, you guys are such clowns that you were worried about the Astros?
Most likely.
Okay.
I just think they're too talented, ultimately.
Right.
I'm at the point where I'm actually, this is a very un-Mike Meltzer kind of take here, as we're discussing the Astros losing 2 of 3, the third straight series they've lost on a Friday morning. I'm actually not worried about the division, and I'll tell you why.
Because the Rangers are on a tear?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because the Astros are so much more talented than every team in a division, that if they ever lost this division, it would be one of the biggest disgraces of the last 30 years in Houston. Seriously.
It really would be. You have legitimate MVP candidates. Like, multiple MVP candidates. And it's not like it's a top-heavy roster.
Exactly.
It would be cataclysmic how bad it would be. So yes. You're right. You can't expect that to happen.
It would be so disgraceful that I'm not even nervous about it.
Unless somehow meth has overtaken the locker room or something. That would be almost the only reason or excuse for it, because it just doesn't make any sense how bad they've been. You know, Luno brought up the other day about how when the Cardinals won the World Series, they had two 8 game losing streaks in that season. You know, that all World Series championship teams have at least a couple rough spots on their schedule.
It's a good point.
I'd bet money right this moment, without going back and looking at those two 8 game stretches, that neither of them were as bad as what the Astros just went through with this last stretch.
Okay,
I'm speaking about it in the past tense, by the way.
Okay, So he was talking about I imagine the St. Louis team that won in 2011 when he was there.
Yes.
That team. Okay, got it. Because I was thinking about the 06 team, which was actually not a great Cardinals team. And
right,
that team,
right, that was a kind of a miraculous end of the year, right?
Because if you had told me the 06 Cardinals had lost 8 games in a row twice, I'd be like, yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah.
They weren't that good anyway. I did no business winning.
Luno wasn't there in 08, was he?
World Series. No, that's why I thought it, because I didn't think he was there in 06, which I don't think he was.